USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to move forward with plans to prevent the Postmaster General from continuing sweeping reforms. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending some of the changes that he's made to the Postal Service since taking office. He said they were to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen said the changes could disrupt the elections, leaving mail-in ballots uncounted. But the problem, he says, is even more widespread than that.
We've been hearing from seniors who can't get their medicines, from veterans and seniors and retirees who are desperately waiting for their retirement checks, from small businesses whose operations are being disrupted. And when we called our post offices to find out what happened, everybody said, well, these orders have come from above.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency as extreme heat overtook the state, fueling dozens of wildfires. A major storm that moved northward across the upper part of the state caused lightning and created more fires. About 20 wildfires caused by the lightning has led to evacuations in several Northern California counties. The proclamation covers the entire state and speeds up the availability of resources to fight the fires. Hurricane Genevieve strengthened into a second major storm in the eastern Pacific Basin of the 2020 season as it rapidly intensified into a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of at least 130 miles per hour. Genevieve has been churning up the water along Mexico's Pacific coast since it formed over the weekend, and as the week progresses, tropical downpours and huge swells are in store along its path. Forecasters say a huge eye was visible on satellite images. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is releasing their fifth and final volume of their report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The report found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but did conclude that Russia intervened in the election to harm Hillary Clinton's campaign and help the campaign of Donald Trump.
We found absolutely no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in our elections. Second, the FBI made some very troubling mistakes, especially by relying on a Steele dossier against the advice of the CIA and without verifying this foreign document or the sources that were used to create it.
Interim chair of that committee, Marco Rubio.
A popular talk show host is in hot water. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Three senior executives of the Ellen DeGeneres Show are without jobs now after Warner Brothers launched an investigation into the work environment there. Variety is reporting the staff was told about the firing of executive producers Ed Glavin and Kevin Lehman and co-executive producer Jonathan Norman on a video call yesterday. DeGeneres is said to have become emotional while speaking of the investigation into her show. Warner Brothers launched an investigation last month after numerous workers complained of sexual misconduct and racial insensitivity, among other problems.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.